It's time for the moment you've been waiting for. Da 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 da.
Welcome back to Certified Beef. Me and Brandon are back for another episode for you guys, recapping week 9 NFL season. We'll get into Book It with Beef later on. Probably going to recap some games here, talk a little bit about next couple of weeks. Something I want to get into, flex scheduling started now. I want to talk to Brandon about it. I have a lot of want to talk about that. So just looking at the schedule coming up, Sunday night games, which games I think need to be flexed out, see what Brandon's think about it. But yeah, that's one thing I really want to talk about, just because I don't know if they've already flexed one game. So yeah, something I want to talk about. But I mean, we'll just get into the recap
to start. All right, we're going with four games to start out with. I think we'll start with the Sunday night game, Titans at Chiefs. A lot closer than people expected it to be, especially with Malik Willis starting for the Titans. The Chiefs win 20-17 in overtime.
I don't know if you're with me. I think you might be. But this Chiefs team, I just don't think they're that good. It's like this team, I definitely had more of the possession this game, but even though they had the possession and they were in control of the ball most of this time, the Titans were dominant this whole game. Like, obviously, offensive-wise, it's not much, but defensive-wise, they were dominant the whole game. And this game literally came down to a 3rd-and-17 where Patrick Mahomes scrambles and it's obvious that he's not going to just go down. It looked like they thought he was just going to slide. Let the fucking guy up. Stop fucking sitting there like a pussy and try to arm tackle him. You literally gave up 20 yards to 3rd-and-17 to Patrick Mahomes, who, yes, he's not a bad scrambler, but he doesn't have speed like Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, like guys that aren't like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray, but he doesn't have that speed. He's good with his vision. He uses his play recognition in the pass game as for the reason why, or for his scrambling. That's why he is not a bad scrambler. But it's like, how the fuck do you, there's three guys there. How do you let Patrick Mahomes scramble for 20 yards? It's honestly pathetic. It's every week I feel like I watch the Chiefs. I feel like I'm watching teams just make fundamental errors. It's like when they play the Chiefs, it's like they literally become so like convoluted in their head that they don't know what to do. There's like five plays where you're like, what the hell are you doing? And I feel like it's almost like, no, I can't say that. But it's just ridiculous how these teams are playing so well against the Chiefs, and it just one or two plays that just like, it's not even the Chiefs that are making these great plays. It's literally the defenses and the other teams that are being so fucking dumb. And that's why I still think the Chiefs aren't that good. I think they're honestly, I don't think they're a top five team in this league right now. I think that they have had one really good week, and that was against the 49ers, and that was their only good week. They have looked subpar. I still think that Tyreek Hill is a huge minus to this team, even though they're still technically the number one scoring offense, but that's also, if you watch these games, which I've watched a decent amount of Chiefs games for some reason, these fucking defenses are so bad against them. It's just like, and they're not playing jokes of the defenses either. But if you just go back to the AFC Championship game and what the Bills did in the second half this year against them, it's like if you spy Patrick Mahomes with three-man rush, you're gonna stop the Chiefs a lot of times. Because if you watch the Titans game, if they, literally Patrick Mahomes scrambling was the reason why this game got close. If they have three guys rushing the quarterback and have a spy, They are locking them down. No one was open downfield most of the game. They were rushing four, and they were dropping seven back in coverage, and there was no one open. And it was just the fact that they couldn't keep contain and letting these open lanes go for Patrick Mahomes. That's why they lost this game. I don't think the Chiefs did anything spectacular in this game to even win, to even like be like, oh my God, the Chiefs, look at this comeback win. Like, it's annoying. And then obviously the refs weren't great. Literally, just the Travis Kelce play was just absolutely fucking ridiculous. It's every week with the Chiefs, and we're just probably going to see it the rest of the season. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl because I think they're finally going to get beat by a team because they're not that good. Maybe they'll have to go play a road game in the playoffs this year instead of just playing at home all the time where they get all the fucking calls. And then we'll actually see how good this team actually is, because I'm fucking sick and tired of it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help the Titans' case, though, that they didn't complete a single pass the entire game. That's what happened, right? Is that, like, I've been seeing things that Titans receivers haven't caught a ball since October. This game was played 2 days ago on November 6th. That's not good luck. The fact that the Chiefs had to win this game in overtime is honestly embarrassing. It should have been well over. Even by the time the fourth quarter hit, it should have been over. The Chiefs aren't good, but also, like, I don't know who else is really going to stop them.
There's plenty of teams that could stop them. The Jets are good. I think the Jets could beat them. The Dolphins could beat them.
They could finish. They got a pretty simple schedule, though, to finish out the year.
Well, no, I understand. I'm just talking about, like, teams that could stop them. I think every single team, I don't know about the Chargers. I think the Bengals, the Patriots could put up a fight against them defensively. I think there's seven teams in the AFC that could put up a fight against the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Realistically. I agree. I think the Chiefs are, honestly, I think they're honestly like a 500 team. I don't think they're that impressive.
I think they're
like, I know that people are going to be like, oh, they got Patrick Mahomes. But if you watch these games, they have looked subpar in almost every game. They've looked like an average team. There's these one, two little plays. And I know that's the dumbest thing you could say, but that's literally what their games are. Their games are, they are so subpar until the one team that they're playing makes a costly mistake that affects the entire game. That's just what their games are every week. And we saw it with the Titans this week. They made one simple mistake on a 3rd and 17 where they were, I think there was 6.5 minutes left when this happened, maybe six, a little less than that. They get that stop there. If they have to punt the ball, the Chiefs do. They give it back to the Titans with Derrick Henry. There's a chance that they could run the clock out or make it even lower. So it's just, I don't know. I want, like, the problem is, it's like you said, their schedule. I haven't really looked at it, but I guarantee it's easy. There's no team in the AFC West that's going to really compete with them. I don't know if the Chargers, which they play the Chargers in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Chargers can have enough because they might still be injured. And
Chargers
they might
are the best
also,
chance by far.
Yeah, at the AFC West. I don't, like, I know they play the Bengals still.
The Bengals are the best overall. Chargers are the best from the NFC or AFC West.
Yeah, it's just like I'm pretty sure they have to play they have to play four more games in the division, but it's just, there's so much that still has to happen. There's so much games left, and it just doesn't seem like there's a team that they have to play on their schedule that's going to give them a fair fight or
not many teams on there. No.
Just sucks. It just sucks because the Bills, I feel like, kind of exposed them. I know that it was a close game, but I feel like the Bills definitely exposed them. The Colts exposed them. Colts played an amazing defensive game. Yeah, there's some teams that have definitely exposed them. The Chargers were one play from winning that game. They pretty much really didn't have, they had their offense. So I feel like they've had a couple teams have their number this year. And obviously one of them didn't turn into a win, but I feel like if they just played one good team, I don't know. It's just, their schedule is so fucking easy. Like the Seahawks, I think could give them trouble too. You know, they're at home.
Yeah, because the Seahawks defense is doing really well right now.
Yeah, so
I could see this team finishing, though, with 12 or 13 wins, though.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's not going to be much of a sweat for them to do that.
No, I agree.
Oh, well, we hopefully won't have to worry about them. Next game, going to the Meadowlands, Bills at Jets. Jets pull off the stunner, beating the Bills 20-17.
Yeah, like I've seen everywhere, I feel like Josh Allen and the Bills, they always have a stinker of a game. They kind of just have a game they play like absolute dog shit. And yeah, they almost win these games, but a lot of times they lose it. I don't know if I would call the stinker against the Dolphins. They didn't really play horrible.
No.
This game, Josh Allen just, they were all over him. Two interceptions. Yeah, fuck. He barely completed 50% of passes. That's Jets defense is legit. Zach Wilson didn't do anything stupid, relied on that run game a lot. Obviously, you look at the stats and it's like, I mean, damn. Actually, never mind. They were on the rush for a lot more yards than it looks. Oh, yeah, never mind. But, you know, the Bills, they kind of got exposed last week in the second half by the Packers. Their run defense might be a little lackluster, even though in the first couple weeks it wasn't. But that's also because they've been blowing out teams and teams have had to pass, so maybe that's why it looks so good. But there's definitely been some things with the Bills that have been exposed in the recent weeks. So, but yeah, the Jets defense is legit. They're probably a top 10, at least maybe top five
defense. Top five for sure.
Especially when you have a top five cornerback in Sauce Gardner. I know that's crazy to say, but I definitely would say top five already.
Yeah. He's almost got the rookie of the year locked up.
I think it's, yeah.
It's either him or like the top two arts are him and Tyreek Woodley from the
Tyreek Woolen.
Tyreek Woolen. Yeah, my bad. From the CX.
Yeah, no. But he's already like getting treatment like Darrell Revis when he was with the Jets. No one's throwing his way. And when they do, it's not going very well. Like he was targeted, three times this week. Gave up a 42-yard pass, but then he also got a pick. So he's clamping teams down. And the offense just has to do enough. Garrett Wilson played really well today. I feel like he's coming into his own. Definitely struggled out of the gates, but
there's nobody else that played good on the receiving end for the Jets.
Yeah, normally Tyler Garrett Conklin. Wilson. Yeah, normally Tyler Conklin.
James definitely Robinson has a touchdown, decent game. So cool.
Yeah, he screen pass. Yeah, no, this Jets team I think can be a little frisky. I definitely think they're a very good team. They got some quality wins on their schedule. I don't think this Jets team is a slouch. I know that they didn't look great last week against the Patriots, but coming out here and beating the Bills in a game where you shouldn't have been in the game, according to bettors in Vegas. Big win for the Jets.
If Josh Allen doesn't rush for two touchdowns, the Bills aren't even in this game at all. So that says quite a bit about the Jets defense that the only thing that they gave up was the quarterback scramble, which that happens against good running quarterbacks like Josh Allen and whoever else. So, but if you're like limiting like that explosive deep threat type of offense that the Bills have, you're doing a very good job. So credit to Robert Saleh. He is turning it around a lot this year. It seems like all of their draft picks are hitting so far. So, or at least first rounders, first and second. Yeah, so
Jermaine Johnson's good. He's hurt right now.
Is he?
Oh, I know. He played. I think that he's kind of like getting rotated in. I think the thing is, I think they have a deep enough line to where they can rotate guys a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And Quinnen Williams is becoming a monster now. He's finally breaking out into the form that people thought he would be a year or so ago when he got drafted third overall. So
yeah, and his brother's good too.
Yeah, they
Quincy,
and I'm pretty sure CJ Mosley is playing good. So
yeah, they have a name wise. I feel like people don't realize like CJ Mosley obviously has been good for a while, but they also got like Quan Alexander who's been like
he's bounced around, but he's been solid.
Underrated. Linebacker, yeah. So they got a deep linebacking core. Their secondary is obviously great. So yeah, that defense is going to be good for a long time.
Yeah,
and showing.
Looking at their schedule, they play the Patriots this week, so they could get revenge for 2 weeks ago. Then they got a pretty nice looking schedule for them. Obviously, you got the Bears next week, and then you got the Vikings and the Bills. But after that, Jets, Jaguars, Seahawks, Dolphins. Like, it's not terrible. Not terrible at all.
Dude, look at that end of the season, though. That's tough. Finishing at Seattle, at Miami.
Still,
that's
I,
tough.
If you win the games you're supposed to win at Patriots versus Bears versus Lions versus Jaguars, you're in the playoffs.
That's 10 wins. Oh, yeah. I think this team makes the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Which I think I still have this team at 2 wins. So that's going to be a lot of points.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting those wings this year.
I mean, I hope. I can't do that again. Oh.
All right. 2 more games. No, we're going next, Jack. We're going to Ford Field, Lions versus Packers. Aaron Rodgers has one of the worst games of his entire career. It's against the lowly Lions, the Motor City Kitties. The Lions hang on to win 15-9. Because it truly was a hang-on game for them.
Yeah, they got outplayed the entire game. Holy shit. Yeah, they're dead. I can officially say it. They're dead. There's no coming back from this. Especially when you got Lil Wayne saying things about them like they did, like he did, saying, should have got rid of 12 in the offseason. I'm done with this team.
Maybe he's just talking about the cops. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. yeah, no. Not much to say. I didn't see anything out of this game because it was so shit. But Rodgers, awful. He sucks. God, he's so bad now. You can only blame it on your receivers so much. But fuck, it's just. And the funny thing is that they're so bad. But the fact that they have such luster to their name, like that people are like, oh my God, Detroit beat the Packers. It's like, and like, it's not that surprising. Like the Packers are so god awful. They're
Detroit's
so
still
bad.
Worse, but
yeah, no, for sure. They're definitely a little worse, but they're not that much worse than the Packers. Like,
no.
I think I'd say that the Lions have a better chance of beating a lot of teams right now. Like, if you go through the whole league, who I would think would have a better chance of beating other teams, I'd say the Lions have a better chance of beating teams than the Packers.
Especially with all the injuries that came this week for the Packers. Like, they're
dead. That was tough. But they're still, even if they did those injuries, they're still dead. They're garbage. God, they might as well just tank for a draft pick at this point because it's like they're so dead. This team is going to be dead for a while too. They're in cap hell. Aaron Rodgers handcuffed this team.
It's all guaranteed, isn't it?
I think I saw something, I think if he gets cut after the season, the dead cap is $99 million.
That's woo.
And it does. I'm pretty sure the way dead cap, it doesn't go down like that much. Like, I think it might go down like in half. I don't know what his dead cap is, but I guarantee you it's not much less, if not more than 50 million. So even after that, you're still got 50 million. He's probably stuck with them for 3 more years. And
no, they're stuck with him. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, that's true. But that's either way, that's what I meant to say. They're stuck with him. But not because he's a bad player. I think that he is making too much excuses for his situation. We've seen other players like Tom Brady, I would say, has had seasons where he's had very minimal weapons to where you could say, like, oh, he made it work or whatever. So I don't know. I'm sick and tired of the excuses from him. He can't take any accountability for himself and the way he plays. Like, Josh Allen was openly admitted. He took all the blame for that loss. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I'm pretty sure, did not say a single thing about how he played. He threw 3 interceptions, 2 in the red zone.
I think actually, all 3 were
goal to goal, goal to goal. Oh, well, the one was like they were at like the 30 of like the Lions or whatever. But
still
either way,
plus territory.
Yeah, he threw 3 interceptions inside the 10-yard or 2 inside the 10-yard line, and all 3 in plus territory, and he took zero accountability for the win. He won't take accountability for how he's playing at all. He'll still say that he apparently said the other day, or I don't know if it was after the game, but he's like that we got players making mistakes and they shouldn't be playing at all. It's like, You can't say that shit if you're supposed to be the leader in this team. And that's the thing, he's not. He's so egotistical, like I've said. He can't lead a team. And they don't have enough guys in there. They're kind of a younger team a little bit now. They don't have enough guys in there to take leadership over this team. And they're expecting him to do it. And he'll never do it because he's never done it before. So they're just going to keep floundering. And it's just, it's fucking ridiculous. But yeah, this team is dead. It's a great thing to see. I love seeing Packers fans suffer. It's fucking amazing. But also, I love when my team is actually really good too when this is happening. So it's like, it's even better. But I do enjoy my team being better than the Packers fans and Packers suffering, but it's still always nice to see.
Yeah, you can just tell that this team is like, they're not buying into anything anymore, because I don't know if you saw it or not, but that one penalty on Jaire Alexander when he just threw whoever it was out of bounds and then just slung him to the ground. Like, he was clearly out of bounds, and he just, like, tossed him aside, and he got a 15-yard penalty. And you can just tell that everything is off for the Packers. Doesn't help when people get injured, but injuries can only do so much. You got to do stuff with the things you got. I did see the stat before the game, though, on Fox, that Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown a pick against the Lions since, like, 2021 or 2020. So that was funny.
I also saw this one stat that he is now 3-8 on daylight. I think it's something like that. 3-8 on daylight after daylight savings.
That's kind of funny.
So he's really bad after on daylight savings weekend.
They got David Bakhtiari listed on receiving.
Yeah, because he got a target.
Yeah, on that pick by Aiden.
That was so bad.
That was awful. I like the creativity, but that was such a bad call or a bad toss. Only thing for the Lions, I guess, is that I want DeAndre Swift to get back healthy. That's it.
Yeah, it would be nice.
He still had a pretty productive day, but not what you'd want to see, especially as a fan.
I do have Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift in one league, and I just started them both. I said, fuck it.
All right, how many more losses in a row do you think they get? Because they're at 5 right now, right?
Oh, fuck.
Is it 5? Yeah. Because they play the Cowboys this week at Lambeau. I think that's a loss.
Yeah.
At Lambeau against the Titans. That's a toss-up.
If Tannehill plays, the Titans will probably win that game.
Okay. So we'll put that one as a possibility. So we're at 7 possibility right now. At Eagles, 8.
Well, they're getting killed. Fuck.
And then the Bears at Soldier.
If they don't have something like somewhat turned around, they'll lose this game. But if they have something turned around, they'll win because Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears.
Right.
So
we cap it at 9. Or 8.
No. I still think that they'll probably lose this game. I think they're going to lose out at this rate.
You think so? Because
I don't think there's a win on their schedule.
Rams, Dolphins, Vikings, Lions.
I think the Rams are a better team than the Packers right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if they get a little bit healthier on the offensive line, I think they probably almost easily win that game. Well, not easily. I can't say that. But I think they'd win that game. I think their easiest games right now, honestly, are the Lions again, mm-hmm. and probably the Rams or the Bears maybe. Because I still think the Titans are like the Titans defense will be able to shut down them. That's the reason why I think they'd probably lose to the Titans is because of their defense, not because if Tannehill plays. But I think that also helps. But
if they lose out, do you think LaFleur is on the hot seat now?
Oh no.
Still no.
Nash.
If they lose out.
It depends on what Rodgers says. It really, I think, I like, that's how stupid it is with that organization. Rodgers has such a push. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but at the same time, it doesn't. He has such a push and pull effect with the organization that I think if he sticks by his coach, they'll keep him. But if he says anything bad, that seat is hot. It's very hot. I don't think they'll fire him after this year. I don't think that's going to happen, even if they lose out. I don't think they'll fire him.
Like, you see that, like, he's yelling at LaFleur every week, basically.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to take any accountability. Like, I think LaFleur's been a dumbass this year. I think they need to run the ball more. I think that's where they have had success. They ran the ball a lot last year, even when they had Davante Adams. And this year, they seem like they have to run the ball. Like, if you look at the stats this game, they lost this game by 6 points. They ran the ball Let's look. I think they ran the ball outside of Rodgers' scrambles attempts. They ran the ball 21 times. They threw the ball 43 times. You're down six. It was a one possession game for most of the game until the fourth quarter, and they ran the ball 21 times to 43 passes. What the fuck are you doing? The Lions' defense is nothing to brag about. I know that they didn't rush very productively, but you can't just go away from it when your passing offense is so bad. So bad. Plus, I don't know if Christian Watson got hurt again. I know they evaluated from concussion, but I don't know if he left the game. Romeo Doubs is out 4 weeks
Yep.
now.
Rashawn Gary is
Lazard, who
out for
knows
the
if,
season.
yeah, who knows if Rashad, who knows if
Lazard.
Lazard is going to play because he just gets hurt every other week. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he finished the game. He probably did, but who knows? He might just get put on the injury report and might not play. Eric Stokes, I'm pretty sure, left the game.
I know for sure he is in a walking boot with crutches, so.
Yeah. So, not that's the reason, like, obviously, injury wise, but that doesn't help. And they're already not good. They have a horrible, horrible scheme offensively. It's like they did this great thing in the second half against the Bills, and they somehow just didn't stick with it. It just doesn't make sense to me. This team is so unbelievably broken, and I don't think there's a way for them to recover. And the sad thing is they're the Packers, and people still talk about the possibilities of them making the playoffs. And it's just like, why? Just give up on them, please. Like,
I
you're
think
gonna
this was the week
say,
that people turned.
no, I still saw people talking about it. It's just like, I still saw online, they're like, oh my God, they lost the Lions. Like, what is the possibility that they can make the playoffs? It's like, why? Why do you keep wasting your time? Like, what's the point? Like, honestly, like, you can save so much time and energy not talking about them making the playoffs and just talk about what they need to do as an offense or just as a team going forward into next season because they're not going to make the playoffs. They have like two or three games that are like, they have a decent chance of winning. And I know that this is sad, like this is like very like homerish of me, but that Vikings game is not a very winnable game at this rate.
No, not at this rate. It's still gonna
No,
be
it's
probably a
like,
close game because it's a
no, it
division game.
won't.
It's the board
No,
battle,
it
whatever
won't.
else, but
No, it won't. It's not gonna be close. They're
that's
gonna be
homerish of you.
unless
That's more homerish.
the game will probably mean nothing, so it might be close because we're not gonna have to play that hard. So
Yeah, we
unless we're
could have the
seedy.
division locked up in 3 weeks. That's what people are saying.
Is that what it
Two
is? If they
weeks,
if
the Patriots game is. If I think if we win out,
win t
including the Patriots game, I think that people are saying it's locked up, like
well,
officially.
I would say yeah, because we'd still have a 4.5 game lead, and then that would be 5 weeks left, I think. Yeah, 5 weeks. Yeah, no, it's I literally think we have to win like three more games, and it's probably locked up.
Yeah.
10 wins, like hot, like they the Bears and the Packers would have to go 7-1 to finish the season. Ain't no way. So, yeah, no, but who knows? I mean, it will probably mean something for seeding wise because if we like are like 11-3, right? Is that right? No, 11-4 or 12-3 going into that game or something like that, or whatever. Seeding wise, probably gonna be important because there's still like other teams like the 49ers that could be impactful there. There's the other. The Seahawks, even the Eagles too, even though I don't think they'll lose that many games. So maybe it's important, but yeah, the Packers are dead. I don't know what to tell the people. It's just, yeah, no, they're just so dead. And I'm happy for Dan Campbell. I know we didn't say anything about the Lions really, but that's because they really didn't play that good besides defensively. But I'm glad Dan Campbell gets to enjoy a beer at home after a win. Glad to see that for him.
Sure. All right. Last game, Vikings at Commanders, Kirk's revenge game in it's not his official revenge game. It's his revenge game in Landover. Crazy, crazy ass game. Vikings win 20-17 on a Greg Joseph field goal with like 15 seconds left.
Yep. And I say this team wins in very different ways. Really shouldn't have had to win this way. like, I know I'm, I say it all the time. I try not to say anything about the refs. Like, I say like one thing and it's just like, they made a bad call here, but the refs literally almost costed us this game.
They don't want to see us be great.
They literally very, 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 very much so costed us, almost costed us this game. The refs costed us 14 points against. They cost us, which that ref, that guy, that back judge, he should be fined or suspended for at least a game. I'm not kidding. That's
pathetic. I think that's a little harsh.
Are you kidding me? That he's an NFL bat. Like, you get paid thousands of dollars to do that, and you cannot tell where the football is going, and that you, so you see a ball coming at you. This motherfucker slinks the fuck out of it, and you start decide to jog backwards instead of going forwards and turning it around. What the fuck are you doing?
Isn't that what you most of them do?
No, they. I mean, if you're like, if anything, it's like playing to, like, that guy has been a back judge probably for the last what, 8-7 games of the season, 8 weeks of the season. So you're telling me this guy hasn't seen one deep ball the whole season, and his lack of trajectory and depth just went out the fucking window there.
Yeah.
And he just somehow could not tell where the ball is going. No, that's not true. That guy just made an idiotic play. And he should, like, that, like, the NFL should not just let that shit go. Like, I know that, like, that sounds like, obviously their refs are a part of the play, but that is something that should not even happen. A ref should not run into people running downfield. Like, I could see him getting hit with the ball or something, or in the middle of the field. But when you're the back judge and most of the play is not going around there, there is no reason why you should get impacted. You should impact the play at all. You're just there to call a flag, because that play would have ended in an obvious interception if he doesn't run into Cam Bynum.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's fucking ridiculous how, like, how the, I just don't understand how you fucking do that. Like, that's really, like, all you're there to do is call plays downfield. And you somehow fucking do the worst thing possible. I know the NFL is not going to do anything to that guy, but that guy deserves some type of punishment, because he really almost affected, he really did affect the game. The game was a lot closer because of his shit that he pulled. And then you also got the face mask on Za'Darius Smith, when he didn't even have a grip of the face mask at all. He might have clipped it with a finger, maybe, but he didn't grab it.
I will say, I did look like he started dragging him down incidentally, as it may be, but I thought it was a decent call.
I thought that, I did not. I, the way it, like, I looked at it, and if anything, he caught the ear hole too. Maybe that was it too, but he definitely had it right here on his collar. That was a bad call, but
I thought there was going to be a horse collar. I forgot who was on, but like,
that was awful too. That was against Jefferson. He obviously grabbed the horse collar and he fell down because of that. And they picked up the flag too. That was an awful call. That was definitely worse than the face mask. That was just horrible. The guy comes flying around, grabs him by the thing. Jefferson like falls over. He doesn't get pulled down backwards, but he falls down because of the guy grabbing the horse collar, and they just don't call it. But just going to the game, Vikings defense played phenomenal. Obviously the offense was not very good. But this team gritty ass win. They had to score 17 or 13 points in the fourth quarter to win this game. But I don't know. I don't think they're anything great by any means, but I hate hearing all these people just not talk about us in like any way, to where like they just won't admit that we're a good team. Like the Vikings last year were a 500 team and they were in a lot of winnable games, and I thought they were a somewhat decent team. This team has played in six straight one score games, and they've won them all. They have won them all. This team last year would have gone 3-3 or 2-4 in those games. This team is different. Like I said, me and Brandon, I know we talked about it. This team is different. The culture has changed a lot. But I don't know, that it was a different game that I don't think we've seen a game like this all year. Like, I don't remember us playing in a defense. Have we played in where our defense pretty much won this game?
Let's see.
I don't think we've won a game just defensive wise, because don't know.
I would maybe argue the Dolphins game.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
And then possibly, I don't know. Yeah, that was kind of an even game. The Lions game. Yeah, I would say, I guess the best one would be the Dolphins game.
Yeah, but we haven't seen our offense just get like, this was even worse than the Dolphins game, offense-wise. But like I said, also, turnovers had a big part to this game. The turnover to end the half was a horrible, also a missed call, too.
Yeah.
Two missed calls on Jefferson in the end zone for pass interference, one at the end of the game and one at the end of the half. The guy grabs him, like, turns Jefferson around the first half. Then literally gets in his face, not even looking at the ball before the ball gets there, gets tipped and they pick it off, not called. In the end of the game, St. Juiced was there so fucking early and he just didn't get they didn't call anything. But that changed the complexion of the game a ton because we were up, 7-3 going into half or something?
Yeah. And we could have
7-3. We would have at least got a field goal. It should have been a touchdown because we should have got the. So it could have been 10-3, but it could have been 14-3. And then the Commanders had all the momentum until the Harrison Smith interception. That interception changed the entire complexity of the game. That's what I noticed too. Like the turnovers in this game, there's only two, and both of the turnovers changed the entire dynamic of the game.
Wasn't there three? Didn't we pick off Heinicke twice?
No.
Oh no, only once. So.
But yeah. And then also, what the fuck is Antonio Gibson doing at the end of the game? That was just fucking dumb. I know he was trying to get out of bounds, but they did not run a good play for him to get out of bounds quickly.
No. Not at all. I don't know if he was even supposed to go to him. Maybe Heinicke just made a bad read.
The last play of the game?
Yeah.
I think it was obviously just dumping it off to him, and they were going to – see if he can get out of bounds or it was going to be a lateral.
Then, yeah, you don't dump it off to him in the middle of the field. That was stupid.
That's what I was just like, what are they doing? I don't know. That was just dumb.
That was still a good play by Chandon Sullivan, though. Can't overlook that to get him into
bounds. No, I agree. Inbounds.
But, yeah, this was just a crazy game. This was a game going into it where I had a bad feeling. It was just one of those types where it could have swung either way, and it looked like that for a long time, but... obviously pulled it out. Rushing attack did nothing. Dalvin 17 for 47 is not good. That's not a Dalvin type of day. He had an amazing snag though on that touchdown. That was
nice. One-handed,
just, out of nowhere. Pass interference negated. Just
they didn't call pass interference on that play.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, another play they probably should have, and they just didn't.
Hawkinson. Thielen, Jefferson, all had great days. So that's what we like to see. I like to see KJ get in there a little bit more. He didn't get a reception, but that's fine.
I think KJ is going to be like, you aren't going to see much of him the rest of the year.
Probably not.
He'll make a couple. I know I do too, but I think he's just going to make a couple catches here and there. But he is going to be a very minute part of this offense.
Yeah, I could see that. It's unfortunate because I like him, but. Defense, like you said, had a good day. Caleb Evans, man, is he gonna be rotated in some points, or do you think it's just a flash in the pan?
I don't know if it's necessarily a flash. Maybe it's a flash in the pan. I think Dantzler, it's still his job. He's been playing good this year.
Yeah. Just I'm saying hurt. Like
but that. Honestly, like he made some key plays in this game.
Yep.
Like that pass breakup on fourth down was incredible. A rookie, fifth round rookie, just like most guys that are just coming off the bench, don't make a play like that, especially on a guy like Terry McLaurin. That's something you just don't, that's something you just don't see out of guys that are just fifth round rookies all the time. I know you got Tariq Woolen right now, who's absolutely insane, but you just don't see that. Like he played absolutely amazing for coming off the bench. I really can't ask for much more out of him.
Zadarius, he made his impact felt or whatever, even though he didn't record a sack to Neil Hunter. Nice little getter going game with two sacks.
See what happens when I call people out, they make
Sure. Yeah. Nick Mullins, excellent replacement, 1 for 1, -3 yards. Cool. I thought Kirk was going to die there. I'm going to be honest. I thought he was going to be.
I saw the Pat Mac, the clip of him on Pat McAfee today when they were talking about it. He's like, they were talking about like he's got the wind knocked out of him or whatever.
Yeah. It looked like a lot more than that.
That's what Winfield, when you get the wind knocked out of you, though, it fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's awful.
But he looked like he just like hurt his. Like, I thought he was pulling a Justin Herbert there, man.
That's because that's literally what it does, bro. I don't know. It just, it fucking is insane. But like they were asking about it, like McAfee goes, he's like, did you get the feeling or whatever? He's like, yeah. He's like, whatever his name, Deron Payne, I think it was. He's like, yeah. He like when he got up after it, after he got up and hit him, he like when he was walking by, he's like, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. What he said to Kirk. But yeah,
I think that flak jacket or whatever that he wears maybe saved him from a broken rib.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know why quarterbacks don't wear those.
I don't know either. But also like talking about the Commanders, I think I don't know why they would start Carson Wentz anymore. They shouldn't.
No, I think I agree.
It's Heinicke's job now. The city loves him, the fan loves
him,
the team loves him. It's
yeah.
It's just his job now, I think.
I think the Carson Wentz project is over. I think he honestly just needs to go back up someone now. I think that's honestly like that sounds awful, but he does what he needs to do.
Yeah,
I know people want to keep giving an opportunity, but I just think he needs to. It almost might be better for his career because if he like goes backs up, maybe he comes in and flash in the pan,
takes over the Nick Foles role.
Yeah, or he just like he comes off the bench one time, he gets hot, and he gets a starting job somewhere else. He just needs a change of scenery to a backup role, not just a change of scenery in like a place where he plays.
Yeah,
so obviously no shows expectations. It doesn't work. Yeah, that obviously shows where it doesn't work.
Yeah. Rest of the season looking pretty solid for the Vikings. Got a rough patch coming up here. Four games that could swing either way, mostly.
Yeah, these are big four games. Like I know that they shouldn't be. Like the sad thing, the craziest thing is the Patriots is like the easiest game right now.
But also the next after the Bills game, the next three are at home, and that's the Lions. Yeah, no, Colts. For sure. Then the Giants are they could fall apart by Christmas. So,
oh yeah,
and then the Packers, Bears, like
we could finish out on a 4-game win streak.
Oh yeah, I think we could be sitting at a nice, cool, calm like 12 or so wins.
Yeah, going back to the game. TJ Hockenson, like the fact that he came in and caught 9 balls just like on 9 targets, it's like I did not expect him to be that much of a part of the offense. I'm like, holy shit. And like he made an immediate impact. Like I said, when Kirk gets a tight end in his system, like a good one, I'm telling you, like that's one thing we have not had. I feel like that's just going to escalate the offense and just bring it over the top even more. Because you need that security blanket over the middle. And I know Thielen is kind of that too. And for all those Thielen diehards, I'm sorry, but he is going to be less and less going forward. I think Hockenson is going to have a huge role in this team. Obviously, you got Jefferson too. I think you're going to see less and less of Thielen, even more down the stretch too. Sad, but I think that time has come.
I don't know if I'm quite there yet, but I see.
I mean, I'm not saying that, like, he's done. Like, he's, we're not going to see him anymore. I just think his role, obviously he's not done a lot this year. Like, he's kind of picked it up, but I think the emergence of Hockenson is definitely, you're not going to see as much volume maybe as you would see normally.
Yeah. Hockenson got the most receptions with 970 yards. Thielen only caught 3 balls. I don't know how many times he was targeted, but he caught 3 for 67. So, he made the most of his opportunities, though.
Yeah, no, he definitely he always will probably make the most of his opportunities, but
he's that nice medium threat to complement Jefferson. Like he always seems to get like those 15 to like 25 yard gains. That's his game. All right, good little recap there.
All right, like scheduling. First of all, Brandon, do you think I'm at the point where I think that the entire league is beatable and there's no elite teams? I think that I'm at that point where I think that. What do you think? Do you think it's like the league is at that? The
Vikings are just like
no, just in the entire league. The entire league. I think there's no elite teams, and every team is beatable.
The most elite team is the Eagles, and they still scare me at points. Like that, they're gonna lose.
Oh yeah, I think they're vulnerable to a bad loss. Like, I think obviously they could play a good team, but I think they're vulnerable to losing to a not very good team.
Oh yeah,
here soon. So I don't know. I think this is a great year for the league. There's a lot of good teams, but I don't think there's any great teams. Like I said, like at first, like a couple weeks ago, we're like, oh, the Bills and the Eagles are the only great teams, and I don't think they're both great anymore.
No.
Obviously, the Eagles you could still say are great because they got 8-0, but it's like they struggled against the Texans. So struggled to kill the Cowboys when they're up by a lot. So who knows? But all right, flex scheduling. I thought it started week 12, but apparently this year it starts week 11 because the Chargers at or the Chargers Chiefs game week 11 has been flexed to Sunday night, taking over the Steelers Bengals, which good I'm call. Glad that happened. Good, yeah, great call. So I basically just want to look at the rest of the schedule going forward after week 11 and go over the Sunday night games and see how you like just get your opinion on if they need to be flexed or not, because I just want to see your opinion on that. So week 11, we obviously know the Chargers are going to be on Sunday night football 2 weeks in a row now. So that's fun. All right, week 12. Oh, also, weird thing, there's byes all the way till week 14, but week 12, there's not a single team on bye, and every team plays that week.
Hmm. Weird. That's weird.
It's on. I know it's the Thanksgiving week, but yeah, every team plays that week, and there's no byes, but then there's byes week 13 and week 14, I'm pretty sure. So week 12, I don't think it's going to change, but Green Bay at Philly, do you think it's going to change, or do you wish it would change?
I think it should be the Giants Cowboys.
Yeah, there are Thanksgiving.
Never mind. Oh, I forget. Yeah, this is Thanksgiving week. Never mind. I think it will probably stay the same because the Packers are still a big brand, even though they suck.
Yeah, literally the best game outside of that is like the Bengals at Titans.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't expect them to do that just because they're both it's the Packers and it's the Eagles, and they want to see the Eagles probably on prime time still because they might be undefeated by that time.
That's true.
All right, week 13.
Oh, that's an awful game.
Indy at Dallas. If they do not flex this one, the NFL needs
you gotta needs go some fucking Chiefs Bengals. That's gotta be the flex.
I think
AFC it Championship. Be,
I think it should. Rematch. I think it should be the Dolphins at San Francisco.
That's not a bad pick either. But I think they're gonna go for the theatrics of the AFC Championship.
Maybe rematch. They'll definitely switch it between a 3:25 game. It seems like they like to do that. Jets and Vikings, though, never know. Just kidding. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No.
Vikings.
Yeah. Then week 14. Let's see what we got. I'm doing this on my phone. It's late. Kansas City at Denver. God damn, that's bad.
It was bad last year, wasn't it? Oh. But it doesn't seem like there's a good game to replace it. I guess like
Philly Jets, at Bills. New York. Jets, Bills. No, that should be it. Jets, Bills. That should be the game.
If both teams keep their current trajectory, it should be Jets, Bills.
They should be, yeah.
Or like, I could also see them going Browns, Bengals, because Deshaun will be back by then. And the Browns have already beat the Bengals this year.
I think they would go somewhere else first, like Philly at New York, maybe.
Wow, week 15, there's just like no games, it seems like.
The sad thing is there's so many Sunday night football games that are so bad down the stretch that all of them should be flexed, and they'll probably only flex like one more after this. It's so dumb.
I'll sweat flex more, don't worry.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, because like the Chiefs, they love having the Chiefs in prime time.
I stay corrected.
Yeah, this game, if this game does not get flexed, the NFL is ridiculous. New England at Vegas.
Let's see. Definitely not going to be the Vikings this week. I think it will probably be, if it gets flexed, it'll be Dolphins-Bills.
Yeah. I didn't even see that. God, is it? That's bad. It's so bad.
Packers are Monday Night Football against the Rams.
Wait, there's four games that are just not yet to be scheduled time wise. The Vikings are one of them. Oh, that's the. Is that the week before Christmas? Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Yeah, there's not many good games here either. All right. But yeah, that if that that's the one game out of all those games that I if it does not get actually get rescheduled, I'd be pissed. All right. Week 16.
Bucks Cardinals.
Ugh. Oh wait, no. This is Christmas, so it won't make a difference. Never mind. Skip that.
17.
We got the LA battle.
I could see that one staying.
Yeah, I think it should be switched, though, in my opinion. But I don't know to what. I don't know. Jets at Seahawks would be good.
If both teams stay, yeah. Also, maybe Dolphins-Patriots.
Yeah, that too.
Or Vikings-Packers.
If they do that, that'd be hilarious.
They just want to see the Packers win because it'd be primetime Kirk.
Yeah. Week 18, I think the only game that means all these a lot would mean a lot. Yeah, because they don't do the times until week 17.
Oh, that's right. Because don't they all play on Sunday?
Yeah. So this one, I think it will be the Ravens and the Bengals because I think that's a chance that that's like the only game that has a chance to be for the division out of all these games. So that's why I think that will be that.
Yeah, because 49ers, Browns, and Steelers are going to be out of it. Ravens, Bengals. That makes sense. Patriots, Bills, probably not. Jets, Dolphins could be big.
The only yeah, that's the only other game Giants, I can see Eagles. For seeding, playoff seeding. Because I unless the Bengals or the Ravens already have the division locked up, then they could change it. But they won't do it because if the division's already locked up, they won't do it. And then Jets and Bengals, Dolphins for playoff seeding. Because last year, remember. There was all the divisions were locked up and the playoff seeding was pretty much set. And the only game that made a difference was the Raiders at Chargers.
That's right.
And it was Liddy for the last playoff spot pretty much. So yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping a lot of these games get flexed because goddamn are some of them bad. I understand the whole scheduling of like teams you think are going to be good or think are going to be bad, but it's just like, just put the fucking good teams on Sunday Night Football. Stop putting these historic teams all the time. Yeah, but I don't know. I would love to see it. Yeah, I would love to see it. I'm sick and tired of these shitty fucking primetime games. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, my name is Bradley, and I am pursuing my dream to becoming a full-fledged streamer here on Twitch. I play a wide variety of multiplayer and single-player games. Currently, I am a middle school teacher, and I owe it to my students for getting me into streaming. They wanted to watch their teacher play video games, so I began a Twitch channel. Since then, I have begun to grow and meet new people in the gaming community. I want to get my name further out there and grow a community that has a passion for positive and chill gaming. When you enter my channel, you will be greeted with a genuine smile and attitude that is unmatched. I often play with my viewers in a wide variety of games. If you or someone you know enjoys gaming, consider giving my channel, It's Bradley TTV, a look. I thank Certified Beef for partnering and giving me the opportunity to advertise. Their podcast is truly my favorite to listen to. Have a great day.
Aloha and hello there, you Certified Beef listeners. This is the Captain, Captain Coffee speaking, and I just want to take a second to thank my main man Brandon and the entire Certified Beef team for allowing me to talk about Captain Coffee for a second. We are a local coffee company from Maryland, and we strive to not just bring an amazing experience, but an experience unlike anything other, from the moment you buy your bag to your first sip and beyond. We want to bring you an experience unlike anything other, and I hope we can do that for you today. If you like black coffee, flavored coffee, whole bean, dark, whatever you like, we got it. So come check us out at www.cappedcoffee.com today. And as I like to say, may the brew be with you.
All right. Book it with beef time. Another shit week.
What? God damn. Wrong one. Whoops. There we go.
Yeah. Like I said, another shit week. God damn, was it bad?
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
All right, Brian. Care to go over a couple of your picks or something?
Yeah. So I am now currently 19-14-2 because my in the bank of the Falcons +3 versus the Chargers pushed, which that's a, I think that's the first time that's ever happened in the 2-year history is that something has pushed.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, but
yeah, that is, yeah, that's funny though. I haven't pushed ever. So I know that for a fact.
Yeah. And I don't think Parker or Blake did. So yeah, like I said, I pushed on one. The only bet that hit for me this week, I went 1-2-2. It was the Las Vegas and Jacksonville under, and that hit by a point. So we were really living on the edge or not living at all. So
yeah, I had a very bad week. My in the bank finally failed me. Yep. Vikings.
Yeah.
Seahawks proved me right. I knew it. And then yeah, Vegas, Jacksonville, just skin of the teeth, but still hit.
Yep. What's your current record?
I was looking that up. I kind of forgot.
Oh. I will write down all your picks so I do not need to message you after this to get them.
Fair. Okay. This one. So I'm 22-16 now. The record's getting worse and worse by week. But how are you 19-14-2 if you win?
So I was at 17 the week before.
You were at 19 based off the last Instagram post.
I was at 19. So I'm at 20?
You would be at 20 then, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, all my math.
You were 19-14 this week. Going into this week.
Plus 2, plus 3, plus 4, plus 3, plus 2. Not even actually keeping track of that. Oh, that's why. My bad. I didn't put down anything in the total column because I got it set up where it'll like calculate the stuff for me. So my bad. I am 20-16-2. So yeah, we're doing fine. We're doing fine now. Not fine, but like as good as I could be right now.
It's not, we're still positive.
Yes. Yeah. What do we even count the pushes? Is that like a half? Are you up by three now?
It's a half.
So are you up by three technically?
What? So I'm what? 22-16. You're what?
I'm
2016-2. So you would be. I would be up two. I would only be technically up one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
Because it would be a tie, so it'd be half.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's gonna be weird at the end of the year trying to figure out all that, but. All right, let's get it.
All right, it's Brandon. Week 10, what's your favorite?
My favorite this week, going down south to Florida, picking the teal and orange and white Miami Dolphins -3.5 versus Cleveland. I could see Cleveland play this game close, but Tua and the Dolphins have just been different when he is on the field. I think this is a pretty simple pick. I think Dolphins got this.
Be honest, didn't see that one in the thing. I just missed it. That's a pretty. I think that's free. But this one is free. Put that shit in the fucking bank. Yeah, Cowboys -5.5 at the Packers. This team is broken. Like I said, the Cowboys are a very good team. That defense is phenomenal. They're going to shut down the Packers. Their offense has been killing it the last 2 weeks since Dak came back. Now, okay, somewhat. But they killed it last week against the Bears. The Bears are not that very good either. The Packers are very bad. -5.5. The Cowboys are going to win by a touchdown at least. Give me that -5.5. I'm going to start praying on the Packers' downfall. I'm going to start just praying on their downfall. I always have been. I'm just going to start riding them. Whoever they play, I'm just going to ride them now until it loses, because this shit has been hitting. This shit has been hitting. The Bills obviously didn't barely miss, but everything else has been hitting because they've been favored in all these games. They've been losing. So I should have been riding the Packers. I'm done with the Vikings. I can't be messing with the Vikings too much. I got to let them do their thing. Can't be riding with them too much as I ride with them already. I'm riding against the Packers now. It's full send season. We got a full send for the push to win this fucking shit. We're getting towards the end. I got to make a little bit of a separation. I'm putting the separation with the Cowboys.
Okay.
With Jerry, baby. I'm trusting Jerry. Jerry's world. Jerry's world about to come to Lambeau and run that shit up.
Possibly.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Brandon, what you got for your dog?
My dog this week, we're taking, we're going to a man, we're trusting a man who has bounced around the league a little bit, never has time in the spotlight. Well, now he has it after the first quarterback went down. Taylor Heinicke has taken over and is leading this team. Washington plus 11 at Philadelphia. Saw how the commies played the Vikings this past weekend. The Vikings have a pretty good defense. I think they're top 10 in points allowed for sure. I do know that. And that's, I think, facts. Yards allow, they're top 15, top half the league, whatever. Still a very good defense. Even with the help of the ref, you still got to put the ball in the end zone. It did that twice, plus a field goal. I think 11 is a huge spread. And like I said, Philly seems very beatable for an 8-0 team. So, yeah, we're going to Dan Snyder, his last ride. Washington plus 11 at Philly.
Was that your in the bank?
No. I would have played.
You got really hyped for that. I was waiting for it.
I always get hyped for the underdog. You should know this by now.
Well, my fucking dog. I don't know what this shit is. 2 weeks in a row now. 2 weeks in a row, they be making them dogs. I'm flying high. I'm flying into Munich. Seahawks plus 2.5. Put that shit on the record. This Seahawks team is good. I don't trust the Bucks. They beat the Rams. Okay. Plus 2.5. I don't trust the Bucks. They're favored. Good for them. Tom Brady going to go to Germany. He's going to see something. Some beer or something, some street sign. It's going to say chin at the end. He's going to remind himself of Giselle. He's going to get all sad. Giselle not with him anymore. He's going to play down. He's going to play sad. He ain't going to play motivated. Plus, different time zones. Tom Brady's fucked up in time zones. He fucked up when he plays at night. He's going to be fucked up traveling to Munich. He ain't going to know what to do. I don't know. Tom Brady just not going to be able to live it up in Munich. It's going to be reminded too much of Giselle. Seahawks are a good team. Should be favored in this game. They're not. Going to put trust in them again. Seahawks plus 2.5.
Have you seen National Lampoon's European Vacation?
No.
Okay. You won't get this. But for the people out there that get this, I think the Seahawks should do what the German girl did in European Vacation to Rusty Griswold. You all get that. They'll get Tom Brady going, but the wrong way, because they'll be sad and horny.
Nice.
All right.
All right, Brandon. Your time for the over.
My over this week. I feel like if I placed this at the... If I went to, let's say I go to the sports book and I said, hey, give me $100 on this over. They're just like, you can just take the money because this is basically free. Detroit at Chicago, 48.5. I feel like both these defenses aren't very good, and both these offenses, they've shown they can score. Justin Fields is going to score some touchdowns. Jared Goff just needs to turn around a little bit, and we're fine. That, I feel like that's a pretty easy over to hit, especially what we've seen from the Bears the past couple of weeks, where they've scored, they've scored at least 28 both games, haven't they? Against the Dolphins and against the 28. The Bears have scored more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, they scored like almost 40 against the, or 30 something against the Patriots, and then 32.
I feel like this is pretty easy. I think the Bears are probably gonna win this game, honestly.
I mean, I think that's fair to say. They are favored.
Yep.
All right. My over. I can't believe this line is so low. Maybe it's because Baker Mayfield might play. I don't know. Atlanta versus Carolina, 44. This like you said, feels free. These teams just combined for, what, 71 points a couple weeks ago. Now, I will say, for some reason, the Mercedes-Benz, whatever, I don't know what that stadium is called, actually. That stadium in Atlanta feels like they put up some monstrous points in there. Sometimes it feels like Carolina. Games like that, they're just barn burners and they suck. No points. But these teams, they're electric against each other for some reason. They're going to put up some points. All I need is 22 out of both teams. I think this game's going to be a shootout. Hopefully PJ Walker plays again. This game's going to be electric. Huh?
He's going to.
They already said he's going to start?
I think so. I think they said that after the game.
Let's go. PJ Walker, Marcus Mariota.
Points, I was baby. Also looking at that line. That was a good line.
Points, baby.
Yep.
We need his points. All right, Brandon. The under.
So, you already know this is my in the bank because process of elimination there. So, my in the bank. We are going with Jerry Jones, baby.
Great cash, homie.
Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. At Green Bay, 43. I think that Green Bay is going to put up 10 points at most. And then the Cowboys just going to keep it under 33. And we're chilling. We're chilling very hard. I think that's...
Wait, what was the total?
43.
Oh,
I think that's pretty... It's a lower line. Not too low, though. I think we're fine, though. Because, I mean, Cowboys, I don't think their offense is that explosive. Let me see. Let me look at their past games real quick. Let's see. 49, 24, 20, 17, 22. Yeah, I should be fine. I am pretty confident in this.
I'm surprised you talk about not going with the... Are you talking about how boring it is going out with over-unders? You're in the bank. I was surprised you did it this week.
I think I've done more unders as my in the bank than any other pick.
That's weird. All right. My under, Indianapolis at Las Vegas, 42.5. I don't know. This game just screams gross. The Raiders are disgusting. Indianapolis has Jeff Saturday coming in to coach the team.
That's a guy that's
30 years old calling plays. They're going to just be horrible. Yeah, I think that's what I saw. 30 years old. Yeah, I don't know. This game is fucking disgusting. It's gonna be a shit show on the Colts sideline. They're gonna put up like even less points than they did this week. They have no one on their entire staff that's ever called an offensive play in the NFL. Jim Irsay might come on the field and start calling plays at this rate, because I wish I would have watched that press conference, but it sounded hilarious. And then Vegas, who knows what they're going to do? They are just also a shit show. Josh McDaniels is just train wreck. I think he might get fired after this season. He already got fired after one season before. He can get fired after one season again.
That's true.
So, who knows? I mean, multiple 17-point leads lost, 3 of them actually this year. So, I don't know. This game is just going to be disgusting. It's going to be exactly like the fucking Patriots game this week, except you're just flipping in with Vegas, who might be able to put more points out than the Patriots, but at the same time, the Colts might not even score a point. They're just that much of a shit show right now. So, very low under, but... the vibes are there. The shit show is waiting to happen.
Yeah. Very much so.
All right. Well, I don't think there's much else for us.
No, I don't think so.
Hopefully our picks this week do actually do well. We are kind of on a shitter. We are on a shitter right now. I'm 4-6 in my last 2 weeks.
Oof.
Easily my worst 2 week stretch of the season.
Yep.
So yeah, we need to pick it up. I'm still positive, which is good always, but yeah, shit needs to be picked up. Hopefully this week's games are good. Last week's are all right. Just always fun to talk about good games and always talk shit about some teams. Always fun to talk about, but well, I don't think we have much else or if anything. So I think that's going to do it for us here at Certified Beef. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace.